The Mets rarely dominate Subway Series. They rarely win Subway Series, let alone dominate them. So I started to think back, and I looked back, and I found only one that was comparable, but it's sort of not comparable.
Hmm.
So the New York Mets annihilated the Yankees back in 2008 over the course of two games. It was a shortened series. It became two games because of a rainout. And they won those games by a combined 12 runs, which is very similar to what they just did. Right. I think they also won.
21-9? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 12 runs. It was the same thing.
Yes.
The big difference was, and I know this is odd to remember if you're a Yankee fan, but that 2008 season was a year in which you didn't make the playoffs. It was the last year at Yankee Stadium. It was a very weird year where they didn't make the playoffs. And at the time, the Yankees were an under 500 team. And the Mets were a good team. Because the Mets were coming off of, yes, the brutal choke job in missing the playoffs in 2007, but they also got to the seventh game of the NLCS a little bit before that, and going into that Subway Series, they were above 500.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think, one of the big differences. We went into this Subway Series, granted the Mets have been playing better and the Yankees have been struggling, with the Yankees significantly better in the standings than the Mets are, and I think that's what made the one-sidedness of this even more odd.
Well, it made it odd, but it also... When you look at it from a standing standpoint, you just ignore what's happening. I mean, the Mets are fantastic in June. They're 15-6, right? If you even go back a couple of those days to that Arizona series, because they split that one, they're 17-6 over the last 23 games. I mean, that's stellar.
Grimace effect.
What?
Grimace effect.
Grimace effect. Stop. It's Lindor. It's Francisco Alvarez, who, by the way, barely loses when he's in the lineup.
Loogie being positive effect.
It's Loogie being Nostradamus effect.
Loogie!
Evan cutting his beard effect.
Yeah, nothing to do with you cutting your beard.
You need to stop lumping that in. Long after that.
Jose Iglesias having OMG as a theme song effect.
Right, and hitting almost 400 for a minute.
By the way, that song stinks now that I've heard it a million times.
Oh, you heard it?
Every time they hit a home run, enough.
Uh-huh.
So if you go back to 2 days ago and you missed it, we explained that the Mets have this kind of the theme song. And it's Jose Iglesias, backup infielder, who's also known as, I think, Candelito or something like that.
That's his stage name?
That's his stage name. And he's a performer. He's an artist.
I kind of like that. That's kind of dope.
And so he has a brand new song that's dropping in a couple of days, but it isn't out there.
Hola, Candelito.
Called OMG. The Mets pump it in their locker room after wins, but at Citi Field, they play it whenever they hit a home run. And so I said going into the Gerrit Cole game, the beginning of the Subway Series 2 days ago, boy, I hope we get to hear it a couple of times. We heard it. Hold on. Let me count this. Hmm. 1, 2, 3. 7 times in 2 days. So no wonder Sean's sick of hearing it. Anyhow, I apologize. You were saying.
I don't remember now. I don't remember if I heard it.
Train of thought.
I mean, I was.
It's that song. Put it this way. Just go back to the 15.
I mean, I was in the. When we were in the suite.
You know why?
Suite. Thank you, SNY, for taking care of us in the suite. I just couldn't hear anything that was going on in the stadium.
Yeah. I mean, you were working the room, though, pretty
good.
Yeah, so that,
I mean,
that worked.
I worked the room. Had my martinis in the Cadillac Club. By the way, awesome experience. Thank you again, Cadillac Club.
Tremendous.
It is a must do if you are of the means, because it is amazing.
That is a bucket list baseball item.
No doubt.
No doubt.
But I don't remember hearing it. And I know, I mean, I was there for the home runs.
There's a couple things with Citi Field. That and the other thing, Evan, you should be embarrassed, you and the Mets.
About
one thing. Mm. Very embarrassed. You could spin it as cutting edge all you want. We're at a baseball game. It was my first trip to Citi Field since pre-pandemic. Put the batting averages up there, not the OPS, when you list the lineup.
The batting averages are up there.
No. I paid attention for two straight days.
Sean. I'll explain it to you as an expert on this for many reasons.
The big screen.
Yeah, there is a big screen with the lineup. And it will show you the lineup at all times. And yes, it shows you OPS. But when a batter is up, they will show you all of their stats.
Got it.
Hence why my scorebook is filled with batting averages. But part two to that is, I'd argue with you, OPS is the most important stat.
Can batting averages be sacred with baseball? You go to any other park. I went to Petco and Yankee Stadium this year. The batting averages are on the main screen.
I don't want to tell you batting
averages. Nonsense.
I don't want to tell you batting averages are meaningless because they're not. I still like batting average. It is not as important as OPS.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've moved on that.
He's just trying to have a gripe.
No,
you know that, right?
No,
he's just trying to find a negative.
You know what it
after
is?
After getting our asses kicked at Citi Field, even though you were well taken care of.
I was. Great, great people.
You get your butt kicked. You got to complain about something.
That's what you're going to complain
right?
about.
You got to complain about something.
I walk into my house at Yankee Stadium. We own it. We walk in there. Glaber's hitting 190. I see it on the board. The Mets have gotten hot the last month. I want to see their crap batting averages. I want to see inflated OPS numbers.